There's a straight line somewhere. Somebody needs to tell me what was their favorite float in the Gay Pride Parade, because that's, you know, I thought Vaseline had a pretty good exhibit there, but maybe I'm wrong. Anyway, let's go back to the phones. Was based on that comment. Caller, what you want to talk about?
I just wanted to call and comment on the what the other caller was saying about the racist remarks on this station. Mm-hmm. And I just find it amazing that these people, you know, I found that it's only, in my experience, three people that really trip off of race. It's opportunists, because there's a lot of money to be made in racism just at the NAACP and all of your politicians, because as long as you're arguing and we're fighting about race, they have our hands and they have their hands in our pockets trying to get rid of our overtime, so on and so forth. The poor and uneducated, those are the only three groups of people who trip off of race. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, because if you can get people focused on race, on everything, you can divide what would otherwise be natural constituencies that would agree with each other on many issues.
Right.
And so, you know,
there's a lot of money to be made off of racism. And as far as Thomas Jefferson being a racist, last time I checked, he loved black women. He had kids.
I hear you.
And, you know, it's just kind of funny. And then as far as the Catholic Church is concerned, I just kind of find it kind of interesting that, you know, these religions, they say that they worship the Bible, but it's kind of funny to me how they make up their own rules as they go along. You know, they say they believe in Jesus and they worship Jesus, and they believe in the Bible, but nowhere in the Bible did I ever read, when Jesus taught them how to pray, did he tell them to say Hail Mary, or did he, he said...
You make an excellent point.
No sin was greater than the other. So, you know, to me, it's kind of hypocritical. You just need to tell the people, don't, then, because if they're voting for either party, both of them advocate things that against the Ten Commandments.
I'm not a Bible scholar. Someone may correct me on this, but I recall passages. First of all, Jesus doesn't pray publicly a lot, and he actually condemns it in some passages and says, don't be like the Pharisees, don't pray in public, you pray privately. He only taught his disciples to pray in that what we call the Lord's Prayer.
The Lord's Prayer.
And that's very late in the Gospels, actually. Now, Jesus clearly prayed a lot. I mean, there's many accounts of him going up into the mountains and praying, and also in the wilderness. But he's doing it privately, not publicly. Jesus isn't... You raise a good point. I've always thought that, too. It's kind of like, this is a little bit too Pharisee for my taste sometimes.
I didn't see... And you know what? Last time I checked, I didn't see anything in there about purgatory, either.
There's stuff on purgatory. I will say that. There is stuff in there about that throughout, unfortunately, all the New Testament.
Well, I'm saying about the minister, your pastor paying you out, praying you out.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you meant hell, but yeah, you're right.
No,
there's nothing
about
purgatory. Nah, that's not in the Gospels, no way. All that stuff developed later by the church teachings, yeah.
And lastly, I haven't seen Michael Moore's movie. I'm going to go see it this weekend. But I heard that in one of the scenes, he's like, we're not going to negotiate with terrorists. Now watch this drive, and he's on the golf course.
Yeah, that's true.
But that was kind of funny.
There's funny. You don't come across to me as a Bush voter, so my guess is you're going to laugh like crazy in this
thing.
Yeah,
I don't like either one of the parties.
No, I don't either.
We need to form our own party.
Either
one of these is serving us.
Moore is frankly also critical of Democrats. They don't come out just smelling like a rose here. He is highly critical of them. He points out they supported this nonsense. They have no guts to stand up to it.
I can't stand the Democrats.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear what you, and I agree. I am not a Democrat voter, believe me. I am a small government advocate, very strongly.
You know, one thing you did say about giving a pilot a gun in the cockpit.
Absolutely.
Don't you think they ought to just keep the door locked?
Yeah,
and
sure.
I don't care
Absolutely.
If all hell
yeah.
is breaking loose on the back of the plane. You are not to open that door. I don't care what's going on. I don't want to see passengers get killed. But hell, all of them got killed anyway. Don't open the door.
No, you cannot open the door to the cockpit. You're giving control of the plane to people who clearly will abuse it. So. I'm just saying these are simple things. Locking the door, arming the pilot, you know, keeping the cockpit closed, these kind of simple things would have prevented the attack, and yet we still haven't done those things. That's inexcusable.
Yes, the Patriot Act was just something that they wanted
they
to
They searched my 8-year-old daughter at an airport. I've got kittens. I was traveling with kittens once in the airport. They make me take all the kittens out of the box. I'm sitting here, don't you want to don't you want to butt search the kittens? I mean, come on, people. Right. What is with you guys?
Look,
you're looking in here. This is ridiculous stuff. Billions of dollars being spent, and you still haven't prevented. You still haven't done anything that would have prevented that attack. The two of us can sit here and talk about it and come up with two ideas already that cost virtually nothing that would have prevented it.
Right.
How serious are these clowns?
Right. Thank
you.
You
know, give me a break. This is I'm with you. Gee, did I just get worked up or what? Appreciate
right.
the call. You know,
right.
my doctor's not going to let me talk to you anymore because it's
right.
not good for my blood pressure. So. Thank you much.